This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. No one ever asks Henbrain to turn up the bass. They got two electric basses chugging alongside one another. The Carrboro-based punk outfit Henbrain lives in the lower frequencies. Michelle Sondheim wields the melodic axe in her bass-on-bass rock band, and Ryan Yancey plays opposite. Erica Libero sings, and Derek Spronk is on the drums. Erica is one of the founders of Manifest, a local music festival with a concrete mission. All of the bands playing in Manifest have members who identify as women, trans, or non-binary. Festival is now in its fourth year. It starts today. We get a preview right now. Henbrain, welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Erica, tell me more about this, the brainstorming process and the mission behind Manifest.
Yeah, Manifest, actually, this is going to be our fourth year now. So 4 years ago, I actually just felt like really separated from a lot of the women in the scene. And I, you know, reached out to a couple people. One of them was Sarah Shook. And, you know, we started talking about what we need here. And that was the same time this article came out where they were taking posters from Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza, and all the major music festivals. And they were showing that if you remove all the bands that only have cis males in it, there was less than 10% representation of any other person, any other gender. And it was just very alarming to us because it's like, that's why we always feel like, you know, we're like the token, like words like girl band or like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like, it's not like we didn't have a right to music as much as everyone else did. And it was just like, well, what if we created a festival that you could do that same test and then you could highlight, I mean, every name would still be there because it's more gender inclusive.
Well, so one of the things, one of the fears is that because of that, of the way the culture works, you repress actually people getting involved. So then if you put out the call, like nobody's there because nobody joined a band. We didn't think we could. Did you find out that there was a, you know, sort of a limit to the number of people who think they can play because of what they see on the stage?
Representation matters. Visibility matters. And that's why, I mean, so many people are like, well, I didn't think I was able to do that because I never saw anyone else like me do that. And that is such a huge problem, you know? And that's why Manifest tries to break that, because you know you have a whole festival of bands like this, you know.
It sounds great. It gets going today. Can we get a sample, do a song for us?
Yeah. Watches over you.
That's Henbrain with a song called Agent Durham, and the band is going to be playing at the Manifest Music Festival this weekend. Catch up at the local 506 tomorrow at 9:30. Lead singer Erica Libero is the co-founder of Manifest. And Michelle Sondheim, let me ask you, let me ask you a little bit about this idea of having two basses in one band. First of all, I love the bass, so you can have as many as you want. But you're kind of lead bass, so you don't play it. I mean, tell me a little bit about what you do to the bass to get the sound that you get out of that thing.
Well, like I said in our interview, there were some growing pains when we first started doing this, and then I realized that we really had to split the frequencies up because nobody could tell which bass was doing what. So eventually I just decided to run it through a distortion effects processor and a guitar amp.
See, what you could do is just have a guitar.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Why decide to have two basses in the first place,
though? That's just too easy. Well, I was always alone for the most part, and then so this is my instrument, so I was writing music that I could play on my instrument by myself. And then when I recorded it, I realized I had to go back and add an actual bass line to it because it sounds so empty.
But you were doing melodies on the bass. I mean, I know you can. It's just the top four strings of the guitar, but ordinarily you tune it that way. But, you know, that's why they have a six-string guitar, right? So that you can write melodies. You were writing melodies on the bass and then having to add the bass line.
Yeah.
So then you hire a bass player. Well, it's great. It's a great sound. And actually, what you get out of that is really fantastic. I might have you do just a little bit of a solo, but I want to hear your next song first before I hear that. And Erica, maybe you can tell us a little bit about this next one.
Yeah, this next song is called Nekomata. Michelle wrote it. It's about a Japanese demon cat. Michelle has actually a whole spiel for it. You want to tell your spiel?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's the dreaded Japanese demon cat. It has two tails that can start fires. It's a necromancer. It can raise the dead with its paws. It often shapeshifts to take the forms of your dead relatives to mess with you. It goes to the checkout line and with like 14 items and then 12 item or less.
Oh, yeah. I had an uncle who is, you described him to a T, actually. But this is a cat, Nekomata?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Well, let's hear more about him.
All righty.
Dance, Bobette, dance, Bobette. Dance, Bobette. The song is Nekomata. The band is Henbrain. They're going to be playing tomorrow night at 9:30 local, 506 in Chapel Hill, part of the Manifest Music Festival. That starts tonight. Great song. Would you, I tell you what, let me ask you to just play something, Michelle. Just give us a, like that solo that you did. And I'm reminding everybody you're playing this on a bass guitar. Can you give us a sense of what that sounds like? Yeah, I put you on the spot because I want
to like the Iron Maiden sort of solo.
Yeah. Something that sort of highlights the hills. Yeah. Right. There you go. That just gives us a sense because you know anybody who knows what a bass guitar can do might be a little surprised to hear what they're about to hear on this four string bass guitar with its big fat strings.
Yeah, they're hard to bend. You got to be pretty angry. Yeah. All right, here's the Run of the Hill solo on the bass with a bass and a pitch shifter.
She is Michelle Sontheimer on the bass here on The State of Things. Well, she's part of Henbrain. Henbrain is Michelle Sontheimer on bass. Ryan Yancey is on the bass, too. Erica Libero sings. Derek Spronk is on the drums. They're going to play at Local 506 tomorrow at 9:30, part of the Manifest Music Festival. And I'm going to let you play us out, but first I want to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having
us. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great to have you. State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnuson, Grant Hall of Mormon. Robin Copley is our technical director. Jenny Lawson also engineered today's show. Josie Taras is our intern. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the music of Henbrain. We'll be right back.
Me too.